This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings, designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 874, 4 Steps to Help Your Highly Sensitive Child with Separation Anxiety, by Kelly Eden of HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. I am your host, Greg Audino, ready to start the parenting leg of the week with you. Today's episode is going to be great for those of you who have children or no children that really struggle to separate from their parents, their guardians, or any other loved ones. Our author, Kelly Eden, is going to shed some light on how to help the kiddos with this. So, let's sit back, open our ears, and listen to what she has to say as we optimize your life. 4 Steps to Help Your Highly Sensitive Child with Separation Anxiety, by Kelly Eden of HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. I arrive with the crying 4-year-old attached to my leg, stressed, exhausted, and feeling like I am the worst parent in the world. Everyone else's children are already at preschool, not crying, not clinging to a leg. "She doesn't want to come," I say to a teacher, desperately hoping she has a magic pill that makes my child turn into one of the other happily playing, well-adjusted children around me. Yes, we could hear her screaming in the parking lot. She gives me a look. I feel like she's just handed me my parenting grade, and it's an F. Can I crawl into a hole now? Your crying, clinging, highly sensitive child is normal. I know now, I wish someone had told me then, that I'm not the only parent who has experienced this. Separation anxiety is incredibly normal and healthy in children, even up to the age of 7. Our children are attached to us. They rely on us. So for them to get upset when we leave is very normal. But at that time, it felt terrible. It felt like I was causing my child very real emotional harm. But in fact, if we deal with it well, it can do the opposite. Instead of causing them harm, separation anxiety can help kids. It can develop resilience, self-esteem, and coping skills. Times of separation give them a chance to practice dealing with stress and anxiety. It teaches them, I can cope with this. That screaming, crying, highly sensitive child attached to our ankles is learning that they are a person who can handle what life throws at them, that you trust them to cope. Why many highly sensitive children have separation anxiety. Both of my youngest children hated leaving my side. My 8-year-old still has a bit of trouble. The screaming lessened to complaining as they got older, but they definitely struggled a lot with separation anxiety. Once, my Lula hid under a desk crying at preschool for over 30 minutes after I left. I almost gave up on preschool a number of times. My kids weren't even going that often, 3 half-days a week maximum. I persevered because I needed the time out. I wanted them to have social interactions and make friends, and because they always loved it afterwards. When I picked them up, they never wanted to leave. So why all the fuss at the start? My kids are older now, and I've learned a few things about them. One of those is that both of my youngest daughters are in the 15-20% of the population who are considered highly sensitive. High sensitivity is not a negative thing. It's a normal personality trait. Highly sensitive people feel their emotions very strongly. They have a bit more difficulty dealing with change in loud, busy environments, and they're very affected by things others might not be bothered by. Movies or TV shows can be difficult for them. Even the slightest scary or violent scene, even in G-rated movies, can start my girls screaming, "Turn it off!" Highly sensitive children are in tune with others' feelings and can be very observant. They'll be the ones that notice when you're sad and give you a hug. They get really upset by kids being mean to each other. My daughter, Little, talked for months about some boys at preschool that called another child names. She was highly offended. Highly sensitive children are the ones that grow up to defend the weak and point out the injustices in the world. They are the ones that notice beauty in things and think deeply. They're pretty amazing people. Four steps to help your highly sensitive child at drop-off. So what can we do to help our sensitive kids settle in better? Number one, acknowledge their feelings, but don't let them control your behavior. You're sad because you want me to stay. I'll be back in 2 hours. I can't wait to hear what you did today. You are the adult. You control what happens, not them. Kids will try to keep you there and control you by crying, screaming, begging, and clinging. However, they actually feel safer when we are in control. Number two, make it normal. I know you have a hard time with goodbyes. I love that you're such a cuddly boy. Can't wait to see you again when I pick you up. Smile and give your child a quick hug. Number three, leave quickly and confidently. Ignore their pleas to keep you there and trust that they will be okay. Number four, don't sneak away. Always say, bye, see you soon. Sneaking away can make kids more clingy next time. Four stages your child will move through. So that you can be confident that they are okay, there are four stages of separation anxiety for you to be aware of. If your child is happy when you pick them up, then you know they have moved through these stages. The protest stage, screaming, crying, and complaining to try to keep you there. The despair stage, usually after you leave, they might drop to the floor, hide, or cry. The adjustment stage, they calm down. And the emotional detachment stage, they get engaged in a game, toy, or talking with someone. When I picked up my girls, they were happy to see me. They'd race around telling and showing me what they'd been up to. They were fine. No emotional damage done. By treating our children to move through these stages, we allow them to cope with the stress well and head towards becoming the resilient, confident adults we want them to eventually be. And we get an A in parenting. Well done, us. So the next time they make a fuss, cling and cry, have a quiet smile to yourself. Here's a chance for your wonderful, highly sensitive child to learn and grow. Acknowledge their feelings, say goodbye, and then get out of there fast. You just listened to the post titled, Four Steps to Help Your Highly Sensitive Child with Separation Anxiety by Kelly Eden of HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. This episode is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. Prescription acne treatment really works, but it's hard to get. You have to take time off work to see a doctor and sit in line at the pharmacy. Until Apostrophe, an online skincare service that treats acne, as well as helping you reduce redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. And they help you hit those goals seamlessly. My treatments arrived extremely fast in some really nice packaging. And it's truly a relief to not have to go to the pharmacy during the pandemic. The safety of receiving the treatment at my doorstep in itself is just really relieving. So if you want to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/ORD and click Begin Visit. Then use the code ORD at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/ORD. And use that code ORD to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. Wonderful stuff from Kelly today out of Highly Sensitive Refuge. Some wonderful tips for parents to not only calm their children, but understand them as well. I really enjoyed her list of strategies to deploy at drop-off, and if I may supplement them, I might recommend two more. First, remind your children of the bond that you have with them. Ask them, have I ever put you in an unsafe position before? Why would I drop you off in a bad place when you know that I love you? These questions remind them that they can trust you and that you have their best interests at heart. And second, it's really not a bad idea to offer them something on the other side. Telling them that if they behave and tough it out or try to make a friend, that they'll get some ice cream or something like that. And this may sound like bribery, but don't think of it that way. One of the best motivators, even for adults, to tackle new habits is to have a reward on the other side. This doesn't have to be a lasting thing, just once or twice until they like school on their own. So with that being said, I do have to wrap it up now, but if you're real brave and can be tough for 24 hours, then I'll give you an ice cream cone in tomorrow's episode. Good job. Okay, now I'm sure you really want me to leave. My friends, thank you so much for being here. I had fun, I learned, and I hope you can say the same thing. I will be back with more for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.